not long after the attempt on Donald Trump's life. He and his supporters began using religious language to describe it. That theme has continued this week at the Republican National Convention. Some find the language both telling and troubling, as NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose reports.
Donald Trump's first post to social media following the assassination attempt was this, read by Emily Cruz of the University of Chicago.
"It was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. We will fear not, but instead remain resilient in our faith and defiant in the face of wickedness."
Cruz directs the Martin Marty Center for the Public Understanding of Religion.
How often have we heard Trump give credit or agency to God, or really to anyone other than himself? Very rarely.
Which, Cruz says, might suggest a change in Trump himself. It's also language that resonates with his base.
That term wickedness is unusual. It has a biblical, conservative, Protestant quality to it that we don't hear him use often, but that his conservative Christian followers do use and will recognize.
Speaking on Fox News Saturday night, Republican politician Vivek Ramaswamy said this.
"I personally believe that God intervened today, not just on behalf of President Trump, but on behalf of our country."
And here's Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
"Trump is truly blessed by the hand of God being able to evade being assassinated."
This language of intervention and blessing troubles theologian Caitlin Schess. She worries it frames Trump as specially chosen by God.
"It usurps the position of what Christians believe Jesus Christ is the Messiah, but also kind of confuses what it means in Scripture to be chosen by God."
Schess is author of the books The Liturgy of Politics and The Ballot and the Bible.
"It doesn't actually mean that you'll always be protected from physical harm. Often it means you will have higher standards that you have to meet and that you will be judged for failing to meet them."
But prominent evangelical leader Robert Jeffress preached that very chosenness to his congregation Sunday morning.
"What happened yesterday is also a demonstration of the power of Almighty God. I mean, what happened was inexplicable apart from God. God spared him for the purpose of calling our nation back to its Judeo-Christian foundation."
"When one tries to imbue God's providence or God's blessing on a certain event like this, where lives were lost and lives were forever altered, that is very problematic theology."
A problematic theology called Christian nationalism, says Amanda Tyler, executive director of the Baptist Joint Committee for Religious Liberty.
"Christian nationalism, which tries to merge American and Christian identities, relies heavily on this mythological telling of American history and American present as being a quote-unquote Christian nation, as being a country that has been singled out by God for God's special providence and God's special design in the world."
Which Tyler finds troubling from a constitutional perspective, because that ideology contradicts this country's foundational values of religious freedom and the separation of church and state.
"From a religious perspective, it has always been important to have a healthy separation between the institutions of church and state in order for the religious institution to maintain the necessary freedom to speak truth to power."
A truth, Tyler says, that people of faith need to speak when, for instance, they believe elected leaders pursue policies that can oppress or marginalize. Jason DeRose, NPR News.